Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Jason.
And Mark.
Jason Talley here, courtesy of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. So, I don't really much care for the term libertarian these days, because I think it's kind of been poisoned by certain people who call themselves libertarians, but then don't exactly do libertarian things or say libertarian things. But nonetheless, the word is still out there. It is relatively more popular today than it was a decade ago. And the ideas, of course, are what are important to me. The concepts of liberty are what are critical, more so than the words themselves, than the terminology. And there's a post here over the Advocates for Self-Government. They send out an excellent bi-weekly, is that every 2 weeks? That is,
yes.
Every 2 weeks. They send out a bi-weekly newsletter called The Liberator Online, which they claim is the most subscribed to libertarian email in the entire world. And I think it's a fine, fine email. There's always useful tips and information and communications techniques in there. Dr. Mary Ruart, who I'm quite a fan of, writes a column for the publication where she gives what she calls short answers to tough questions. So it really is a useful email, and you can go sign up for it over at theadvocates.org should you like to receive it. But in a recent issue, there's a post here by James Harris, and he's updating us on a poll. And I think we've talked about this poll in the past. It's a CNN poll that they've been doing since 1993. And he describes it as an exciting new poll that finds that Americans are increasingly embracing libertarian ideas.
This is, all the polls seem to show this. And if you talk to sort of the insiders out there, basically the more libertarian you, the libertarian ideas are what America and the world is moving towards, albeit slowly, on a plodding path. And you're talking about the populace, not the politicians, by any stretch of the imagination. Politicians do not benefit from the ideas of liberty. Government and liberty are antithetical to each other. Not entirely, but mostly, vastly.
Since 1993, CNN has been asking respondents the following two questions in order to gauge Americans' inclination toward libertarianism. Quote, some people think the government is trying to do too many things that should be left to individuals and businesses. Others think that government should do more to solve our country's problems. Which comes closer to your own view? That's the first question. And then the second question is, some people think that the government should promote traditional values in our society. Others think the government should not favor any particular set of values. Which comes closer to your own view? So, as you might have already figured out, the liberty-oriented answers would be the first and then the second, meaning the liberty-oriented individuals would agree that the government is trying to do too many things that should be left to individuals and businesses, and the government should not favor any particular set of values. Libertarian-inclined people...
Now, I've seen other polls that are like this. There was one where it said, are you fiscally conservative and socially liberal? And I believe that the number was 70% of people responded that they agreed with that statement.
Remember that. That's interesting.
That's quite some time ago. We read it. But actually, the number dropped by, I think it was 15 or 25%. It's been some time.
If you change the term to libertarian,
if you
right?
use the term libertarian in asking the question.
Well, because people don't know what they still don't know what that term means.
I remember being in high school and being an anarcho-commie and claiming to be a libertarian when I wanted to say liberal. Now, admittedly, I was 17 years old, and there's nothing dumber than a 17-year-old male. But that was a statement that I made.
Now, as Harris points out, it's hardly a conclusive definition of libertarianism. It doesn't obviously include the non-aggression principle or any of the real concepts behind the idea. But nonetheless, as a columnist over at Hot Air Notes, it's an intriguing pairing of questions which strikes right at the heart of contemporary definitions of political ideology in terms of conservatives and liberals. If you comfortably classify yourself as a conservative, you're very likely to select the first answer to both questions. Liberals, on the other hand, will tend to pick the second. second answer in each, but it's the libertarians who tend to split that pair, taking the first answer to the first question and the second choice for the other. And for years, the responses to both questions in the poll have been fairly steady, but the tide is turning, and fast. The latest poll, conducted in June of this year, found that the libertarian response suddenly is at an all-time high. Fully 63% of respondents said government was doing too much, up from 61% in 2010 and 52% in 2008, and 50% said that government should not favor any particular set of values, up from 44% in 2010 and 41% in 2008. Now, these are increases that are statistically significant. This isn't, you know, a little percentage point.
But if you look at from 93 on up, you can see that the trends are going libertarian. Mm-hmm. I mean, the trend isn't a ski slope or anything like that, but it's not going to be. That's not the way public opinion works.
I wonder why. Anybody have any theories?
2008, there was a big jump after 2008. I'd say Ron Paul.
Awesome.
I'd say that people are, you know, communication's getting better over time.
Well, right.
And
that's why Ron Paul made a splash, was because of the internet.
That and, you know, people want customer service. They know that they can get customer service in just about every area of their life, except when it comes to government. More and more people run into government in this area or that area. And when you ask the question in this fashion, and, you know, should the government get involved in more things, people think about that one instance where they had the run-in with the government, like, oh, no, not right. Everyone doing that. But, you know, getting them to back out of things is the real trick.
Perhaps it's because the number of victims of the government keep piling up and, you know, they...
That helps.
Yeah, and they see all the harms. And maybe people are keeping track of, okay, government keeps failing at this. They're harming the economy. The value of my money is going down.
Well, plus those victims you're talking about are more visible now, mm-hmm. because of the internet than mm-hmm. ever before. Now you've got YouTube videos of police doing horrific things
so
to
many.
People. And they spread, and they spread quickly, and inevitably.
Right. The first video you see of a cop, or cops doing violence on somebody, that's not going to be convincing. But as people see more and more videos,
you can't write it off as a once in a while.
Right.
Kind of thing.
You know, and it's not that I believe that every cop does this. I just believe that cops can do it and get away with it. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, you have an incentive for people when they're having a bad day. And, you know, the more bad days you have, the more you're going to have bad days. And, you know, this is how people work.
And it's no wonder that they're trying to ban cameras. I mean, we're dealing with that in Keene. They're dealing. We were talking about the videographer who had his camera taken away and took away the SD card earlier. I mean, there's a war on cameras, it seems.
They know that the camera is the biggest threat. The camera combined with the internet, because the camera wouldn't be as useful as you said a VHS tape. You wouldn't be able to do anything with it. The camera combined with the ability to distribute for next to zero cost with YouTube, for instance, and other internet distribution methods, that's the real killer for their legitimacy, because they've had this cloak of legitimacy on for the longest time where they've been able to get away with all kinds of violence because they've been doing it in relative secret, and now we're showing them for who they really are, and they don't like that.
And more and more people are reaching for their video camera whenever they see cops take any type of action, but especially when it's aggressive action.
The smartest thing you can do is, whether you're going to be an activist or not, is to have a video camera at your disposal at any point in time. If you've got a smartphone, you pretty much have one. If you're going to an event, then bring a better camera if you can plan in advance. But to just have something, or to have a Freedom Cam in your car from freedomcam.net, anything you can do to have a camera, or at the very bare minimum, an audio recording device with you at all times is a little good insurance policy. That was my first excuse to getting a smartphone, because I don't want to get one of these smartphones. My phone's fine. But when I heard about Quik.com, Q-I-K.com, this service that is completely free that you install on your phone, it'll actually allow you to stream video to the internet as long as you've got a data connection. And if you don't have a data connection at the time, it records the video and then we'll upload the video when you get into a data connection. So as soon as possible, it gets that online. When I heard about that, I thought, boy, for the extra $40 a month, that's a worthwhile insurance policy. I'm getting that, and I'm so glad I did. 800-259-9231. But then again, I'm, you know, pretty involved in the activism scene, so it makes sense. 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so head over there, enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, that's not a problem. They're all there for you. In fact, they go all the way back to late 2006, all free, freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? JurisDictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters, in state or federal courts, costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit JurisDictionary.com. Download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletter. Use the free legal dictionary. Watch the free videos. Then buy the course. JurisDictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out to let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's JurisDictionary.com.
So we're sharing a few little bits of information here from the Advocates for Self-Government's newsletter, where they're saying that according to a poll that CNN's been doing since the early 90s, more and more people are responding to questions that essentially label them as libertarian, as people that understand that, you know, maybe people should be left alone to live life how they want, as long as they don't hurt anybody else. Pretty radical idea. Well, it turns out more and more Americans are accepting of that idea. Statistically significant changes in just the last 3 or 4 years. And let's see, the New York Times had this to say about it. Libertarianism has been touted as the wave of America's political future for many years, generally with more enthusiasm than evidence, but there are some tangible signs that Americans' attitudes are in fact moving in that direction. Now, whether people are as libertarian-minded in practice as they might believe themselves to be when they answer survey questions is another matter. Still, there have been visible shifts in public opinion on a number of issues, ranging from increasing tolerance for same-sex marriage and marijuana legalization on one hand, to skepticism over stimulus packages and the healthcare overhaul on the other hand, and that can be interpreted as a move toward more libertarian views. And even now, of course, you look at Ron Paul's campaign, you look at how he's being treated here in 2011 as compared to how he was treated 4 years ago in 2007, and there's a lot more respect being given Ron Paul this time around.
Right. He's the libertarian that is allowed in the debates, as opposed to Gary Johnson, who's the libertarian who's not allowed in the debates this year. So.
Yeah. We'll take whatever we can get. Let's go to your calls, your thoughts. Lindsay is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Lindsay.
Yeah, hi, Ian,
hey.
Mark, and Jason.
Yes, what's on your mind tonight, Lindsay?
Well, I wanted to share with everyone just some of my personal experiences as a free stater. I've been here about 2 years now.
Okay.
I came in as a tag-along. I was a wife to a husband, and he kind of went more radical than I did, and I've been trying to make it here on my own as a single woman. I called last fall. I remember talking to y'all.
Yeah. By the way, Free Stater is somebody who makes the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, one who is in search of more liberty in one's lifetime and wants to get together with others who think like that.
Yes, so that wasn't really my passion. It was, okay, I'll go with you.
But you stuck around after what appears to be some sort of a breakup.
Right, and I live in an RV in Grafton, trying to make that work. It's definitely a challenge. I kind of fell into some inspection tickets last year. For not having my car inspected, you know, moving to New Hampshire, get new tickets, and then all of a sudden it was my birthday and I had to have it inspected. And with the support of my new Free Stater friends, you know, I went to the courthouse and I made them tell me why they were going to fine me this money.
Mm-hmm. Did that change anything?
No, well, okay. It didn't. It was a very interesting series of events.
And, you ultimately paid your fine in pennies, right?
Correct. It was actually a box of nickels and pennies that I tried the first time. The clerk denied it, and she made me go back into the courtroom with my box of coins, and the judge, you know, he was very mad at me at that point. You know, he's like, I'm not going to accept this. And I said, well, I'm here to pay. This is money. I'm trying to pay you.
And I was there trying to film, and that's yet another place I was banned from filming.
Yeah, he charged me with contempt of court and set a date and everything, skipped the arraignment.
You were charged with contempt of court for attempting to actually pay the fine?
In pennies, right. He told me I was supposed to go get it rolled and bring it back to see them at least rolled, you know, go to any bank. Well, this was after he said, no, you have to pay, you know, yeah, whatever, you have to pay, and you have to pay now. So I was not happy with him, and I brought back, you know, coins and said, here's your money, Judge. This was a year ago. So he charged me with contempt and everything, and I was trying to prepare for that when I got a response from the courthouse saying that the prosecutor was not going to continue with the case.
Meaning not going to continue with the contempt case?
Right.
Okay.
He said, never mind, there's no case here, but you still have to pay.
Oh, so you haven't made your payment because that was all pending?
No, I did pay them. What I did, I think I ended up paying them, and then I had a case for a third inspection ticket where I challenged it and went into court like a week later. So after all this penny stuff happened and I finally, okay, fine, I gave them money, I believe is what happened. Then I had, oh no, was that when?
Well, once they know that you can get, once they know they can get money out of you, then that's usually a time when they keep picking on you.
I paid in pennies. Don't y'all remember this? Russell came out.
Sure, sure. No, you were just telling us that you paid in in pennies. But what I'm saying is,
they sent me a letter back that said that if I intended to pay in coins, then I had to be willing to prove that it was in fact $142.
And so you counted them in front of the window.
That's right. That's right. So
you counted the pennies out one by one.
All the pennies. yes.
And oh my goodness!
How long did that take to prove it? That seems like the only way you could really prove it.
Right. Well, I had all the coins in my car, and I think 9 activists came out and loaded the pennies in their pockets and went through the security gate in the entrance of the courthouse. You know, emptying their
pockets. That could be a weapon. I mean, if you were to take pennies and put them in like the bottom of a sock or something,
they
swing
didn't
that
know
around.
What to do with themselves.
It's still legal currency. Legal
it is
tender.
Legal tender.
Absolutely.
That is true. So, so where is all this going? Were you just going to recap your penny story, or?
No. I was trying to tell you like how far I've come since then, as a person and what it's like. Like, I was pulled over when I was on my way home from Porkfest. I was actually going straight from Porkfest to work, and I got a speeding ticket.
Well, there's no doubt that being around more liberty-minded people encourages further disobedience and non-cooperation and more creative ways to deal with the aggression of the state. And, Lindsay, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There's no end to the stories. I mean, there's so many different things that so many people have done up here. It is very decentralized. It's impossible to catalog it all. More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. You can go and edit virtually anything you see, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. SACL CAI, they have a kind of accounts receivable company that really can handle all kinds of things for your business. This isn't just a collections company. They do account management of all sorts. You can go and see their website by going to freetalklive.com. Click on the banner. It's on the top of the right-hand row there. It's SACL CAI.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. And there's, of course, a lot in the news worthy of discussion, including nudity. Now, this isn't something that you hear about too often in the news because, well, nudists are fairly reclusive for obvious reasons.
They're naked.
They're naked, and a lot of people in America, they don't like that very much. They think they equate nudity with sexuality, which, of course, if you've ever seen pictures from a nudist camp, I don't know why anyone.
Not much sexual
would think
going on
that,
there.
That's sexual. But nonetheless, people have a real problem. Some people have a real problem with the naked human form. And as a result of those people that are also upset about it, nudists have been banned in California on San Onofre's Trail. According to the story over at the Orange County Register, nudist band from San Onofre's Trail 6 say they are being harassed by state park rangers as they try to find new spots to sunbathe in the Buff, including a beach at Camp Pendleton. It's been nearly 2 years since the state won a legal battle to ban nudity at Trail 6, a favorite nude sunbathing spot for decades. However, some of the nudists aren't complying with the ban. Instead, they're pushing back. Sunbathing in the nude in the state park and trespassing on an abutting beach on Camp Pendleton, which is some sort of a military base. Apparently, there is no federal law banning the nudity on that military base, but it is against the law to trespass without authorization. Nudists say state officials are increasingly following them onto federal land and spying on them, telling them to put on their clothes and leave.
I'd like to point out that when you're talking about military bases, these things can be expensive, just incredibly large. A lot of Americans, I guess, they sort of imagine Gomer Pyle with the sort of half circle buildings where they all these things are covered in buildings and that you're getting somewhere near something that's classified or something like that. If trees and dirt and rocks are classified, then there might be a problem. But, this beach, probably not in anywhere near anything that matters at all from a strategic standpoint.
And why do you have a military base on a beautiful beach that people want to hang out in and, restrict it? I mean, what are they doing, dropping bombs on that beach or mining it?
Probably neither.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's no mined beaches
or
in America.
Or practicing beach invasions on it?
Could be.
According to San Clemente resident John Squisciarini, he says, you have rangers hiding within rocks, in trees, with cameras trying to take pictures. This is more than childish. This is harassment. State officials dispute the allegations and say they're just enforcing an anti-nudity law, citing those who are breaking the law. Rich Hayden, by the way, who've been doing this for decades. Remember, this beach, this area that they've now banned people from being nude on, has been nude-friendly for decades. And now all of a sudden they've changed it. And, well, we're just doing our jobs.
Well, I think changes do tend to come all of a sudden, and I suppose that makes some sort of sense. I'm not saying that it should be banned or not be banned. I mean, this is government land. Government's going to do what it wants to do on its own land. That's just kind of how these things go. It's sad. People should have, nudists should have places that they can go, but you can't, how can you buy a piece of beach?
Good
luck. It's almost impossible. Sell them a piece of beach. Sell them this little Fort whatever Pendleton beach thing so that they can do their stuff there. That's where they want to do it.
The nudists also claim that state rangers have orchestrated an effort to get rid of their group in the San Onofre area by recruiting military officials from Camp Pendleton to aid in the crackdown. The most recent altercation occurred a couple of weeks back when Camp Pendleton officials called state rangers for help clearing their beach of some of the nude sunbathers. Andy Pollock, a 63-year-old naturist and San Clemente resident, said a Marine grabbed his camera, I thought I was going to say grab something else, and deleted video footage of the incident, which isn't uncommon. While state and Camp Pendleton officials provide mutual aid to each other from time to time, officials say there isn't a formal agreement between the two agencies. A Huntington Beach attorney who spearheaded the unsuccessful legal fight to keep the clothing optional beach said that the Naturist Action Committee doesn't condone naturists trespassing into Camp Pendleton, but understands that many feel they've been pushed to beaches on the federal side to avoid the state rangers. We agree that people shouldn't be going down the Marine base if people don't want them there, and that's fine. But as a patriotic American, when the government does something we don't like, we have a duty to push back. That goes right to the Declaration of Independence, the redress of grievances, and that's why we are pushing back. And I say good for them.
Sounds great to me, yeah. I mean, if I had to pick a side, whether it's going to be a bunch of nude sunbathers or military operations on that beach, I'll go with the sunbathers.
Absolutely. I guess I'm wondering how you feel about this. I mean, do you think that it is something that should be banned? Do you get all upset about somebody being naked in public? Are you one of those people? Are you one of those people that looks around, you see somebody naked, and you call the police?
Well, there's
the children.
Disturbing places to be naked. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Well, like, what about walking down the street? What
that
about,
would be disturbing.
Why? Why is it disturbing?
Because it's odd behavior.
Oh, I see. So being different is disturbing?
not having pants on and being different is just definitely disturbing, yes.
Well, it would cause quite the ruckus, I would think, if somebody started walking down the street naked.
Well, I don't understand.
Ian wants a world where people can copulate in public. That's what he wants.
I'm not interested in copulating in public. I'm not interested in walking naked down the street either, but I don't find it disturbing if somebody wants to walk naked down the street.
I think there's some interesting stories about people doing sort of nude protests. There's that nude bike ride. I think it's out in Oregon someplace or something like that. It's interesting. There was the naked guy in Berkeley that would walk around from class to class naked. There was a situation, Brattleboro, Vermont had no laws against nudity, and people would, you know, sometimes hang out topless or nude downtown. These are interesting stories, but, you know, it's strange behavior.
Before I allow anybody to see me naked, I have them sign a non-disclosure statement. So I...
You know,
to see me naked on the street.
It's not a right that I'm interested in protecting for myself.
The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And the article actually is fairly lengthy. It goes on, gets into a lot of detail about people and what's happening down there and why it is that the state can't do anything on federal land and so on and so forth. But nonetheless, these nudists are pretty upset that they are no longer able to enjoy the beach that they've been enjoying for decades, as though, you know, what's the point here? What was it that the people were saying when they were trying to make this change, when they were pushing to change this? Are there generations of people that have been just scalded mentally for life by the fact that when they were 10 years old, they saw some man's penis? When they were on the beach?
Probably not, but I'm sure they used the children as an excuse.
But what about all the children that have been to the beach in the last several decades? That's what I'm asking. I mean, are there a bunch of people that have their lives ruined because they've seen somebody naked? Of course not. Everybody's okay. Everything's fine.
Right. Nudity isn't sexuality. I'll concur with you on that. You know, I mean, there's some people that are more scarring than others to see naked, though.
Would it be disturbing, since you're talking about disruptions and whatever, would it be disturbing to you to go onto a beach and see someone naked there?
I think that beaches are a more appropriate place for nudity. Mm-hmm. Around the world, it's much more common. Certainly toplessness. To me, toplessness is, it's not that big of a deal on the beach. But, if you're doing it around town, you're going to get stares, and you're going to have people, react in a whole bunch of different ways.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can share your thoughts. I just think that people are just so Puritan. I mean, it's just the Puritan past that is still infecting people today. If people would just get over their damn selves, then it wouldn't be a big deal if somebody's walking down the street topless or bottomless. 800-259-9231.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers with electrifying news. And I mean that in the safest way possible. Farmers Insurance was ranked number one in the world for its corporate training. We're on fire, not literally. So sit down with a highly trained local Farmers agent and hang on, because there's a flood of insurance insight headed your way, which really is the only good kind of flood.
To find a highly skilled Farmers agent near you, visit Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Based on Training Magazine's 2011 Top 125 ranking. Coverage not available in all areas.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, especially if you get upset when you see someone who's naked. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website as well. We have a lot of features there, and we give them to you. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com. You can actually support the show if you'd like by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card via PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right through our website. amp.freetalklive.com makes a big difference for us, and it's just a little bit of money for you, like the cost of a hamburger, cup of coffee, one of those fancy coffee drinks. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. There's actually a little bit more here. I skipped down through some of this fairly lengthy article out of the Orange County Register about how there's one particular beach in California which for decades had been nudity-friendly, and now all of a sudden there's some sort of a state one legal battle that has banned nudity at what they call Trail 6 in San Onofre, where now park rangers have been apparently harassing nudists now that it is now illegal. They're cracking down as hard as they can because people have been sunbathing here and being naked on the beach for decades, and they don't want to give it up. They like their little spot, and so they keep coming out to it. And so now you've got, as they describe it, park rangers hiding out in bushes and trees and behind rocks trying to take pictures of people in the buff, purportedly so they can have evidence to prosecute them. So on that on the topic of prosecutions here, according to the government bureaucrats, one of them said that, well, the nudity ban has had a positive effect for the state beach. He says there have been no citations for lewd and lascivious acts since the rangers started writing citations for nudity.
There have been no citations for lewd and lascivious acts since. I don't quite understand. Are they suggesting? Because I have heard of situations where, for instance, gays will frequent, these nude beaches and things like that, and they'll use them as a sort of a hangout spot. They'll go out in the bushes and, mm-hmm. and things like that. It's like a swingers club, essentially, without maybe the couples. I don't know. I have heard of situations like that. Is that what they're suggesting?
it certainly makes it sound like it, right? I mean, when they say lewd or lascivious, it makes it sound like somebody's touching themselves in an inappropriate manner or there's some sort of sexual thing happening. And, of course, we all know that government agents of enforcement do not necessarily use the most honest of tactics. So what I hear this saying is that they're trying to spin this. They're saying, well, we used to give out all these tickets for lewd and lascivious acts. Now we're ticketing everybody for nudity. That's better because it means there are no lewd and lascivious acts. But I'm betting you that the reason they were ticketing people for lewd and lascivious acts is because they wanted to harass the nudists before that was banned, right? So nudity wasn't illegal, so they couldn't ticket anybody for being nude. So they'd make up some crap about how, oh, well, that's lascivious.
It's a smear.
Yeah, you're being lewd. You're under arrest. Wait, what? I wasn't doing it. I was itching myself, you know? Who knows what they called or what they considered lewd and lascivious. It seems to me, my guess is, knowing how state agents behave, they were targeting the nudists before they could legally target them for being nude. And that's all they're saying now is, well, now we can get them for being nude, so we don't have to make up this crap. Essentially, you know, it's the equivalent of them getting all the nudists for disorderly conduct before, but now that they actually have a law, they can actually charge them with a specific law.
Could be. I mean, you don't know what was going on there. I remember there was a place in Sarasota where I'm from, where you're from too, where they had a nude beach. It was North Lido, and
it was nude.
It was nude at one point. You were quite young.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, it talked about, I believe when they were talking secession and nudity had something to do with
it. Lido Beach was going to secede?
Yes, I believe the...
Let's go to Eric, who is in Sarasota, Florida, listening to WSRQ. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I experienced the whole thing here on Lido, and it turned topless. Now, I used to be, a long time ago, I was a lifeguard on a nude beach in Europe. So I know what's going on. It's no big deal. Now, what happened here in Sarasota, it started off, there was a topless beach with some regular or heterosexual people, nude. But within a few weeks, the whole thing turned. Everybody who had an agenda, all the gays, all the lesbians, all the women that had a racist, racist wise, were all having sex on the beach. I mean, I'm talking about sex. Not just, you know, there was fondling and anal sex and
how
sex
many people
in the
at
water.
One time? How many people at one time were having sex?
Pardon me?
Yeah, how many people at one time were having sex? You said all these people were having sex.
I would say there were, you know, when it started kind of slow. But then at one time, you go there and you walk through to the north end of Lido Beach and you walk through a crowd of maybe 20 people, you know, all
it.
In various stages of...
Now, are we talking
what
about...
What year was this?
Well, you know, I've been here... nearly 25, 40 years, actually, in St. Pete, and here, 25 years in Sarasota. I think it was about 12 years ago, 15 years ago.
Okay.
Is that possible? I can't remember the
now,
exact...
are we talking about... I was just going to get a better picture of what you're describing here. We're talking about 20 people on different beach blankets, each couples, or are we talking about 20 people having a giant orgy?
Doing it in a pile.
No, it was separate people,
okay.
But it seemed that they all had an agenda. In other words, the lesbian
sex,
had
right?
to prove that they were lesbians. The homosexuals had to prove that they were gay.
Or maybe they just wanted to enjoy an afternoon or
racing.
Evening. Is it possible that there was no agenda and that these are just folks that wanted to have sex on the beach?
They were separate people, but there weren't any heterosexual people among
How do you
them.
Know?
They were all freaks.
Sir,
well, sir, that's not nice to say.
Sir, it sounds like you have a heterosexual agenda. Am I correct?
I definitely have a heterosexual agenda. I don't enjoy anal sex when
well,
I'm
that's your business,
down the beach.
Sir. And not all gay people enjoy anal sex. And I thank
and
you,
I
Paul.
Don't enjoy
I appreciate hearing from you.
See, this is the tragedy of the commons.
I don't appreciate the bigotry, however.
Well, he's got an agenda, whatever.
Well, he's a bigot.
Okay, called fine. The freaks.
The you know, I'm sure that folks use this terminology. I think that this is the tragedy of the commons. You can't have people humping on beaches. I'm sorry.
You could if it was a private beach.
You could if it was a private beach.
In gay humping.
But then, right. Wait a minute. Do I have to put up a huge fence on both sides of my beach? Because inevitably the private beach is going to end at some point, and then there's going to be a not-so-private beach perhaps next to it.
Yes.
So do you need
you
to
do.
Put up a huge...
You have to have some kind of privacy so that people who do not want to see the humping on the beach.
What obligation do I have to protect you from my humping on the beach?
I'm afraid that that's just it. Like, well, you have civility as an obligation.
I think they were talking about an island, right? So if an island is far enough away...
Well, no, Lido is an island, but this beach was attached to, you know, sort of... There's Lido Beach, there's North Lido Beach, there's South Lido Beach. So, no, I mean, essentially there may be some kind of natural outcropping.
Aren't you just saying this because
Australian
you're...
Australian pines or something?
Aren't you just saying this because of the Puritan past? I mean, aren't you just basically pandering to these
if we were a troop of bonobos, then it would be okay to fellate and, you know, manipulate each other in public. But we're not.
Aren't you just pandering? You're not in public.
Tell me, this isn't a Puritan past from the United States. Tell me where in the world this happens, Ian. Tell me about the humping beach.
I don't live
anywhere.
There
isn't in the
one. World,
it's so. Not Puritan past. Drop that crap. You can claim Puritan
if
past for saying something like topless beaches, but you can't do it for naked humping beaches.
Really, isn't this just because somebody doesn't want to explain to their kids what sex is?
No, this is because people don't want to see things that are ugly in front of them.
I don't think there's a lot of private beaches. It sounds like if there's not a humping beach, it sounds like a market failure. I mean, but
there should be a humping beach.
That's nonsense, Mark.
The humping beach should have, however, a privacy fence.
That is
nonsense.
What you said. I'm calling you out on your nonsense. People don't want to see what's ugly in front of them. There's all kinds of ugly things in the world. Thank goodness we have ugly things in the world because it makes it so we can appreciate beauty. Let's go to Kevin listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Well, I have to say this is an area that maybe you can get an attorney on, but to me it seems like it's past practice, and whatever the past practice was, that should rule. If it was a nude beach for years, and I would think that they could go to court, and the courts would say, well, you know, we don't care what you say now, you allowed it to happen for so long, and past practice says you should be able to maintain it as a nude beach.
But that's not the way government works. For example, they banned an incandescent light bulb that people had been using for decades. So they get rid of things all the time that
they
people
do that
are
in
used
California,
to.
Right?
Smoking is a good example also.
Yeah, and of course the government courts back up what the government says, and this is a government law that has banned nudity on this beach, and so the government court is just going to look at it and say, well, the law says you can't be nude, so sorry.
Well, incandescent light, I mean, that's not really a very good comparison.
It's a fine comparison because
technology.
He was pointing out the way government
smoking
works.
Smoking is a good comparison.
Social behavior is social behavior, and if it's been going on like that for so long, it should continue.
I'll tell you what, if you want to continue with that line of thinking, we're certainly welcome to hang on to you. Otherwise, thanks for the call. Hour number 3 is on the way. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Nudity! Is it horrible and ugly? It's Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very least stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.